The very last story of our parsha and the very last pasuk of our parsha describe a heinous act committed by a Jew that has the ability to go and curse God. Now that's a very, very, very amazing thing to even imagine. How could someone go and curse God? So the Medrash and Rashi offer so many different suggestions as to what happened, but the main idea is that there was a machlokas, there was a debate amongst the people about whether this man had the right to be part of the Jewish Nachla, whether he could live and have land amongst the Jewish people. And when he is judged and told that he can't, he goes nuts. He loses it and he curses God. In the end, there's a moment of pause. What do we do with this guy? He's placed in jail. And the din from HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down that he gets skila. Listen to the last pasuk of the parasha. Ve'daber Moshe al b'nei Yisrael ve'yotzu et ha'mekalel mechutz ha'machaneh. Moshe tells the Jewish people, and they take the mekalel, the person that curses, out of the machaneh, vayirgamu oto oven, and they stone him with a stone, u'v'nei Yisrael su kasher tzva Hashem Moshe. And the Jewish people did exactly as Moshe commanded. If you take a look carefully, there is a story in the Torah that's actually quite similar to this, and that is the story of the Mekoshesh. We're going to read about it in Sefer Bamidbar. He's the person that willingly gathers sticks on Shabbos. He also is placed in jail because they don't know what to do with him. The problem is that when he comes to his demise, it says, Vayirgmu oto avanim. It's not one stone, but it's a multitude of stones. Why the difference? Iturei Torah suggests a brilliant answer. He says, the Mekoshesh, there are opinions in the Gemara that says the Mekoshesh wanted to teach the Jewish people of the sanctity of Shabbos. So what does he do? He violates Shabbos on purpose in order so that he's going to die. He takes one for the team. So Klal Yisrael realizes the severity of Shabbos. It's possible that the Mekoshesh was doing it, so to speak, L'shem Shemayim, for the sake of heaven. Not so with the Mekalel. The Mekalel falls into a category of a person who is a malcontent. He's so angry. He falls into the category of a person that's involved in machlokes and fighting. And he lashes out and curses God. Vayirgmu oto oven. They stone him with one stone. The stone is because there's no question of what he did wrong. And there's no question that he's deserving of punishment. And so every single person sends out the exact same stone at him to say, you are deserving, there's no question. But when the Mekoshesh is ready to be killed, it's Avanim. This one throws a rock and says, you deserve to die. And this one says, but you did it L'shem Shemayim. It's not one unified effort. And so we see that the Mekalel is, without question, a person deserving of death. The parasha ends with the Mekalel as it breaks up the multitude of halachos that we have in Sefer Vayikra. But I want to take a very, very quick look at the Haftorah. The Haftorah is the Haftorah from Yechezkel. Yechezkel describes very briefly the nature and the role of the Kohanim. He says what the Kohanim have to do, what they don't have to do, and he goes through it so beautifully. And of course, the obvious connection to the Barsha is Emor la Kohanim b'nei Aaron. It's the entire Barsha is all about the Kohanim. But Yechezkel paints a picture of what the Kohanim are supposed to be. They're supposed to be models of what you're supposed to be. A person who stays calm. A person who's an educator, who's a role model. That's what the Kohanim represent. And that's what the Kohanim teach the Jewish people. Comes along the Mekalel and flies in the face of the parasha and says, this is what happens when you don't take those lessons. What happens when you don't stay calm? What happens when you don't emulate being the best you can be? You fly off the handle. We've all met that person. We've seen that person. L'havdil, if you ever watch a basketball game, the greatest of basketball players know that there are some moments that are too big. They have the proverbial Evan, the rock of basketball, in their hands. And they're sitting there and they realize, if I lose my composure right now, it's all over. Yes, I might make my point that the call was a bad one, but what will be? The game will be lost. Is that not the Mekalel? And is that not what the Kohanim are trying to teach us? The Mekalel in a moment gets so angry, he throws it all away. The Kohanim tell us that, yes, there are intense moments, but it's not worth throwing it all away just for the moment.